ဟောဒီလက်တင်နဲ့ကြည့်တော့ဓာတ်တင်ဤတန်းဒီဟောဒီဓာတ်အုန်းနာဓာတ်ကျင်းမလားဟောပါဒီဇောကရမကျန်တဲ့မကုရငါမဂွန်းဒီတင်ဘတ်တပနာရှမလာဘောရင်းနံစီတတ်တော်ဘုန်းနဲ့ဆောင်ရနတပတ်ကြီးကိုဝန်ဒီဟောဒီမနာဒီဒသပြင်ဂွန်ကြီးထံပြင်ထန့်ကြည့်ကနောကဂွန်ဘာအရိယစင်တဲ့တပတ်ခွန်ကြီးရှိပါရင်တဲ့တပတ်ခွန်ကြီးရှိဒလတန်းနဲ့တာလုံးပြပါရပါဒီလိုရင်သူတန်းဒလာစီလမ်းကျလာကြည့်ဝနိကပ်ကဂွန်ကြီးဒါလီတံဘောပါစီတံဘောစတ်တဲ့ဂွန်ရကကပ်ကတိစုပ်ကကျင်းမကြည့်ဒါလီတံဘောကတန်းစီတက်တံဘောဒါဒီနည်းညီဝတိရှိပါဂျွန်စေဘပါစီတဒလာကျူရှိပါရှန်နမတော်ဝေကျေရုံကိုကျေရုံကိုရောက်ကျေရုံတည်းရှိပါကြောင့်စေဘပုကုချူယူတတိညီဝန်တို့ကုံတို့ညီဝန်တို့ဒီကရင်တည်းဒါသံပါတိရှိလာကြောင့်စေဟောတပါစီတိကုံတို့သံပါတော်ဝင်တည်းဒါယဝတိရှိလာရောတပါဟောတပေကောသောတိရရှင်ဤသဒ္ဒနိကရရှင်ရောက်ယူတည
်း Now we continue with a question here. So it says rhetorical more or less. Now do this training in the generation stage move to the later focal circle when they obtain stability through meditating on the former focal circle as in the completion stage, or is it through meditating on the entire sadhana from beginning to the end in a single session? And in answer to that, there are four types of practitioners, and they are differentiated by means of the time that the path is generated in their continuum. We have, first of all, the beginners, right? So when you initially start doing those practices, you're just a beginner. Then as you continue a little bit with those practices and you receive a certain amount of blessing, you become one of those attaining a little primordial awareness. When you progress even further, you become one of those obtaining a little control over primordial awareness. And finally, you become one of those obtaining perfect control over primordial awareness.
ဟောဒီတတိယမြေရင်ဒီတဏိကံတော်ရေရှိရေရှိနေတေတော့ကိစတံရှိတော့တရရိကံနေဒီသွန်းတော်ဝတ်တော်ဂန္ဒီကန္ဒီဒီသိုးရရင်တော့ဂန္ဒီကွန်ကိုရိစရတော့တဲ့ဂွန်ကြီးဂွန်တော်ဒီကျတဲ့ဂွန်ဘနာမည်ဆောင်ဟာနံဒါရောရဲနေမှာရှိကိုကိုရိစတဲ့ဒီနေ့ကြည့်ဆောင်ရောင်းဒါညင်းအောင်ကယောဝတိဒါဒနိတေလာတောင်ဘူးကဆစီဒါရရိမှာကပ်ဆောင်ရောင်းကိုဝရီတိတောင်ဘူးကြီးမတူဝေချစ်တဲ့လီတံဘောဝစီจิตတာတံဘူကပြင်းနေဤရှိလာကြောင့်စီဝဘစီจิตတီကုံတုညဝတော်ဝင်နေစံဘဤရှိလာကြောင့်စီဟောတဘစီจิตတီကမ္မတော်ညရှင်နဲ့ကျူးကျင်းုံကကမ္မနာယုံနေချာကျူးချာရှမကျူးသောင်းုံကကမ္မနာလက်တည်ဝစီจิตနေအောင်နမယံကုန်တီတင်တဲ့ကျူးတဲ့ဇဝတိဤရှိလာယောတဘရဟောတဘစီจิตတီဒါဇောင်းုံကဇောင်းုံသံဘူကကမ္မနာရဲ့ကြဲဆောင်ရပါလေဟောတဲ့နေတင်တဲ့ကျင်းတဲ့သံဘူတီတန်ဒီနီမှာဆောင်းုံကလေ
Now, the text continues by saying one should know what is stated about differentiating how they meditate and on what they meditate. So one should be able to differentiate these stages, to recognize them. Now, we have said that we actually make a division of different practitioners in those four stages. We start from beginners. From beginners, we move into the second stage, which is those who have attained a little primordial awareness. And then we move into the third stage, which is those obtaining little control over primordial awareness. And it is said that in this third stage, we have both practitioners who can be on the stage of generation, as well as other practitioners who are on the stage of completion. As for the fourth stage, those obtaining perfect control over primordial awareness, this one describes practitioners who are well advanced on the completion stage.
ဟုတ်ကြည်တဲ့တင်ရရှိရှိတဲ့တင်တော်ကတံပိုးဤတံပိုးပါစီကြည်တဲ့တလားတံပိုးကပ်စဟောတရံကိုတလားရံကိုမရကြည့်ဒုတယုစာတင်းဤကျောင်းဆောင်ကြီးကိုကျေရံကိုချုပ်ကထမ်းကြည့်ကျေတံကိုနေဆောင်နေမှာရံပဟကျင်တဲ့ဇောပရဂုံကူယူပါရောဂုံကူလားတင်းဟောကျေရံတံပိုးကွန်ပန်ဤဇောင်းတီကျေရောပိကျံကိုရစီဒါကျံကိုရောပတံစီနေကျေရေတံထောင်းတော့ကျေကရောနာကောင်းကလိုရတဲ့ချဲမထုံးမီဒီနေကွန်ကူကွန်ကလာနမ်ရှိနေရတံထောင်းတော်ကြီးကကပ်လာခြေရုံကွန်ကိုနေဆောင်နေခြေရုံသောသေးပါတိအချက်တရားကြီးကိုဒီဆိုရပါတယ်ဒီနေ့ရင်ပရင်သူဒနာရော့ဘီကျံကိုရတံကြီးထံကြီးစက်ဝင်ချက်မနီဘဝထံကြီးဒီတံပိုးကပ်ခြေရုံရင်ဒါတံပိုးဒီတင်ရချီကမှုဆောင်ဆောင်
We start by describing each one of these states, and it says, in the context of the first, a beginner must fully meditate on all the rites of the generation stage occurring in the sadhana. So very clearly what it says is that you open up your sadhana and you just follow the words. You have to follow all the rites that are described there. Further, all practitioners from those first meditating on the generation stage up to but not including those capable of generating in an instant the clear appearance of all the elements of the course mandala are called beginners. So you're a beginner from the first day you start meditating, and of course as you try to meditate you will not have clarity, you will not have stability, you will not be able to see the whole mandala with all the deities in that, and definitely you will not be able to cause it to appear instantaneously. But there is a brief moment where like you come close to that. There comes a moment where you come close to that. Although you are within the course stage, as you gather familiarity with the practice, there will come a point where you can cause it, even for a second, to appear altogether, the whole mandala, the whole deities. But up until you reach that point, you're still called a beginner. Now we'll continue with the second one. It says, those attaining a little primordial awareness are capable of generating clear and stable appearance of all the main and secondary aspects all at once when visualizing the inestimable mansion and all the coarse deities arranged within it, but are not yet capable of doing that for the deities of the bases, such as Kshita Garbha and so on. So you continue by relying on your sadhana and you read the description and you visualize the mansion as well as the deities. From time to time you can have a clear recollection of them. And it says you come into, if you're on the second level, you're at the point where you can visualize, eventually you come to the point where you can visualize all the main and all the secondary parts of the course deities. Now, what we mean by the main and the secondary parts of the deity? Main parts, for example, is the head, the body, the arms, the legs, and so forth. And as for secondary parts, if we take, for example, the arm, we're talking about the joints of the arm, we're talking about each one of the fingers of the arm. So this describes the main and the secondary things. If you can do that for the coarse deities, you're on this level. But still, you're not capable of generating the deities of the bases. And here when we talk about the basis, we talk the basis of the sense awareness. So, for example, if you go into more detail, you would be able to generating the basis of the eye awareness as deity, the basis of ear awareness as deity. You have not reached that point yet. You cannot go into that detail.
ဟုတ်ကြည်တဲ့ဒီနေ့ရင်မယ်ရင်သူကျင့်ကြည်လားသူကျင့်ကြည်တူရပါမကကျင့်ကြည်လားလားဆက်တာရမကကျင့်ကြည်နဘကျင့်ကြည်နေကျင့်ကြည်ဟိုတဲ့ကြည်ကျင့်ကြည်ဒန်ဒန်လူကြည်ကျင့်ကြည်ယေကြည်ကျင့်ကြည်ဒီတတ်သူဘုဒ္ဓနဲ့ကြည်ဒါဒီအောင်နေဒန်ဒတော်ဟောစီလီတော်ဘုကပ်ကလာကုန်ရအောင်ဟိုတဲ့ဒါနရီဒတော်စင်တဲ့ညူသာဒီယေရှိကြောင့်ဆိုပါပဲညီဝကွန်တို့ညီဝကကပ်တတော် tambo li tambo wa ni ge mo to gom zu la chi bari wa ri si ga ri ri si na li tambo we tambo tambo gom zu na ten ya yin kwa na yi ge tenpa la yi chen kuru tam chi tsu di da ri si ga li ga li nong gu nong gu la yi chen ra wu ji ni gom gu gu yi wa ri wa ka zwa yi ge tong ji gen bu tsu ge ka ba la ten song wa nong yin o ji ge rim jen de sar tam ni long gu ni cha ya di rim jen de cha gu mi li tambo we ka zwa ten ra yin di mi
Then, we mentioned here that you're at the point where you cannot still visualize all the deities of the bases of different types of awareness, and we don't only have the five sensory awareness, but also we have mental awareness added on that. So the full list would include six deities, those generating the eyes as the deities, the ears, the nose, the tongue, the tactile sensation, and finally mental awareness. Now, we continue by setting the difference between the first two groups, those who are beginners and those who have attained a little primordial awareness. So it says there is a difference in the method of realizational meditation between beginners and those attaining a little primordial awareness, because beginners must meditate by visualizing the entire supporting mandala and supported deities slowly and in stages. So as we say, they rely on the sadhana, they recite the words slowly, and gradually they build up the visualization. Nothing is done all at once. It just happens slowly and gradually. But those attaining a little primordial awareness, they recall the course all at once, and after that they must meditate by visualizing the subtle aspects, such as the deities of the bases, in stages. So if you're a beginner, you cannot do anything instantaneously. Everything happens slowly and in stages. If you are someone who has attained a little primordial awareness, you can do the gross aspect instantaneously. But as for the deities on the basis, you have to do that gradually. Now we come to the description of the third group. So it says those attaining a little control over primordial awareness are all those who are capable of generating clear and stable appearance of the coarse aspect all at once, as well as the main and secondary aspects of the subtle deities of the basis, up to, but not including, those capable of obtaining perfect control. So you see, in this description again, we have, let's say, the beginning of that stage and the end of that stage. And it says you stop that stage just before you have attained perfect control, which is actually the next level. And it is said that for those obtaining a little control over primordial awareness, both the generation and completion stage exist.
Mambo Mashiba, Jetiv Risi,
Now, the text continues by saying that when one reaches this level, since it is said that it is not necessary to differentiate the sessions and post-sessions, it is permissible to do a single generation each day without engaging multiple meditation sessions, newly activating the realization of oneself as being the deity. So up to prior to this point, one would have to engage on this multiple generation process. So one would have to have a number of sessions every day and newly generate oneself as being the deity. And the reason for that is because we want to avoid, up to this point, we want to avoid having too long sessions, because if you're having too long sessions, it is possible that the mind would get, we lose enthusiasm, might start getting a bit bored, distracted, and so forth. That's the reason why we have a lot in short sessions. But it says, if you reach at this particular point, which is the third stage, it is permissible to just do one single self-generation at the beginning of the day, the first session, let's say, and that would carry you out through the day, because you don't need anymore to make the distinction between sessions and post-sessions.
Now,
there is one note here that it says, just by reaching this state, the stage of generation is not consummated, because we have a quotation here from the stages of mantra. Now, when we talk about the stage of generation, it is important to look at it. It's interesting to look at it from the point of view of having a fully qualified generation stage, having a proper generation stage, then having a stable generation stage, and then finally having a consummated generation stage. So it says, if you're at this level, at the third level, you have a proper generation stage and you do have stability, but you're not finished yet. It's not consummated. You still have practices within the generation stage. So, as I said, when we look at the generation stage, we look at it from the point of view of being a fully qualified generation stage. And then the second thing that we examine is whether or not one has reached stability in that generation stage. And the definition of that is that you have stability on the generation stage if, according to your own wish, you are capable to remain in equipoise for a period of 6 hours uninterrupted. So, if you take the 24 hours, you divide it in four portions. The definition says you should be able to stay, according to your wish, in equipoise for 1/4 of the day, and then arise according to your wish. Now, you still have not completed the generation stage. You have not consummated. You just have the stability. Now, when we look at this definition of having attained stability on the generation stage, you see that it's actually giving us a reference on the way to attain calm abiding. If you're capable of holding your mind concentrating on a focal object for 6 hours, from the point of sutra, this is described as having the ability, which is described as calm abiding. Now, as I said, this is not consummated yet. One needs to continue further. And you have completed the generation stage if, according to your wish, you are capable to remain in meditation for months or years, according to your wish. So if you say, I'm starting now my meditation session and I decide, it's my wish to remain for an X number of months or for a year, and if you're capable of doing that, then you have completed, you have consummated the generation stage.
Then
we come to the last group of this, which had to do. Right, it is said that where's the full control? Am I missing that? It is said that one part of obtaining a little control over primordial awareness is the completion stage, and obtaining perfect control over primordial awareness is reaching the higher levels of completion stage. Alright, so I have here that if one has attained the state of complete control over wisdom, it is said that one has reached the high level of completion stage. Now, from this point onwards, we start talking about the objects of abandonment of the generation stage, and Rumshi again was quoting this verse from Lama Chöbön, which says, bless me to be able to overcome ordinary appearances and grasping at those ordinary appearances. So this will be the actual objects of abandonment, but we can look at that tomorrow. So we have a bit of time for questions and answers.
So, excuse me if I read the question. Why are visualization ability and primordial awareness related? What is the relationship between an increased level of attainment of primordial awareness and an ability to more completely visualize the inestimable mansion and its deity? That is, why can you visualize more completely as your level of primordial awareness increases?
All right, so in all these levels, the four levels that we were describing, actually, their names, they contain the term primordial awareness, yesha. You either have a little bit, or you have more of it, or you have full control of it. And how does your power of visualization, how is it directly related to your primordial awareness? How having primordial awareness makes you visualize more clearly? Is that your question? Rinpoche la tina la ngano su rinpa duruwa tina la rinpa mirawa shiyo re sa. Tia peche sana ta le tambo wa te ma se ta koran su yeshe la chungse baba yeshe la wang toba yeshe la di wang sopar toba. Di yeshe la di susu yu na la yobe yeshe di rinpe rinpe shuk cheru drone ta ngano su sel tabi eki nupa ya Shuk Chenpo Chogu Dugyes Min Dugyes Rirela Dindra Yeshe Yeshe Mongol Lassong Chunsen Karina
Rida Yeji Zidu Dindra Gaji Tienam Gwambo Kavko Sangu Chiva Di Sangu Chiva La Tarang Ni Yuva Ridi Nige Naani Oji Da Yeji Chiva Tramunda Wo Dindra Chila Nguzang Tila Yangji Da Zaram Dama Sona Thumsen Dama Sona Thumsen Tambu Kav Niva Kav Sambu Kav Jiva Kav Oda Di
Rosh was saying that if we look at their mental awareness, we can make the division between grosser levels of mental awareness and more subtle levels of mental awareness. And what we talk about this primordial awareness, this yeshe yeshe that is mentioned in these levels, it is the subtle part of your mental awareness. And as we progress along the path, we see that the strength of that increases. Right? It increases gradually. And explaining at the second term that has those attaining a little primordial awareness, the actual words in Tibetan is those to whom a little primordial awareness is descending, right? And we have another expression, when someone becomes a medium and channels another being, a higher being, this is also called as having the deity descending upon one, right? And again, we use a similar term where primordial awareness is descending upon the medium. And when this happens initially, you see that there is not enough of primordial awareness, so there's not enough of that other higher consciousness that descends upon that being. They spend maybe a number of months or maybe the first year of being in a state where they cannot really communicate very clearly. Something, you can see that something is happening to them, some change, some transformation, but they cannot really communicate, they cannot express the deity. There's only a small amount of primordial awareness that falling onto them. And then after the first year goes by, they can start verbalizing, right? So they can speak on behalf, they become a channel. And later on they become a clear, clear oracle or, you know, a clear channel.
Able to predict that. For an example.
Yanabuchala Dinganosu Yeshe Dinta Shukcheru Tanwa ina Rimbe, Kalegale Rimbe ki Shukcheru Drowa ina Sel Dabye ki Nupaya Shukcheru Drogedugas Shelia Kanta Tenala Yobe Hlaminjawa Sel Dabye ki Nupayara Sem ki Nupa Dita Yeshe Dan Sel Dabye ki Nupa Konsu Namtu Yerge Drogedugas Teni Parla Trewa Dugas Mindugas
Horita Sel Dabya Sinje De Jisamlu Nola Mupati Zonada
And Now, as for the power of visualization, right? Ramshay was saying that you see that what you're doing, the base, what you do is you follow the words of the sadhana, and according to the description that you have there, you try to create this visualization of the inestimable mansion and then the deities within that. And you try, you know, you put your effort and see how much of that I can recollect, how much of that I can create, how much of that I can hold with my mind without allowing the mind to be distracted and so forth. What happens, we use all these terms, the primordial awareness, they refer to the actual beings, to the actual beings of primordial awareness that descend. Ramsha was saying you have a visualization and you have the actual beings, and you have to, we say, they fall a little bit and then you're gaining slowly, you're gaining control, you come to the point of having perfect control. It describes this process of the thing that you have visualized and the actual being actually coming together, merging, and coming to the point of being totally mixed, inseparable, like water and milk would be mixed together. There is actually a lot of effort and a lot of training that goes into this process. And Rosha was saying that it's very similar to trying to make making a cup of milk sweet tea, right? So how you do that? First of all, you boil your water, you put your tea bags in that, and you have the black tea. And after that, you start adding the sugar and you start adding the milk. But when you first pour the milk in your cup of tea, they're not necessarily mixed. So what you do is you take the spoon and you stir it around until it mixes well, you know, thoroughly through that. So this is what is happening through those stages as well. You try to completely mix the two together. Okay, Michael.
In this context to this question, I have now understood it's a kind of exercising for reaching out that one merges with the deity which is existing there. Is this a correct image, firstly? And secondly, then very often in these visualizations we ask the guru for blessings, that he helps us in this blessing. What kind of role would be there, the asking for the blessings of the guru?
And so your question was that you understand from what we just said that in a sense we are reaching out in order to come closer to the deity which is out there.
Yeah.
And first of all, you're asking if this is a correct understanding. And the second is that usually we ask for the blessing of the guru. And what exactly would be the blessing? In what form would the blessing come in this occasion? And in which de kavla narozo di kerem ki kavla narozo di kare jontar che adavuchi res. Yan jontar che dan di mune che na kandre inasta hla khora chilo la yo pata narozo ngene dinre beche chene hla ta thanye bo joye ki jontar res di takta res marves.
Sorry, te yin bi barwa.
So, to the first part of the question, Roshi says, yeah, more or less this is what it is all about, and this is why we also use the term approximation retreat. And although we might have approximation retreat where all we want to do is to, you know, count a few mantras and amass the necessary number of mantras, this is not the real meaning of approximation retreat. The real meaning of approximation retreat is trying to see your body, your speech and your mind coming closer to that of the divine body, speech and mind. so it fits this description of training from our own side in order to eliminate this distance between ourselves and the deity. Rinpoche la te kawla tanga ronso di lame jing lab na ro chi is dinte shuya mulam shuya ki mulam yore te kawla lama jing lab kare kare nang yore
ori da shen la se ji tu ni yore wa shen se ji dan la se ji ni yore shen se ji di dan tha yin na lama yin na di wo ji ze ze jan am di ma ra ji yon den ku chan de wo tin da yin ding la se di na तसर थंगनी बोजन रंग समतेन असर हिमने द समगनी जि नर्ग नितर तेदा मंडा व द जिरजा गन व तेला लबस यांग की बारे
Now, when we talk about blessing, if we look at the actual word in Tibetan, it's made up of two syllables, jin, lab. The first syllable, jin, it can be translated as something that is issued forward, something that is bestowed. And you have to understand this within the context of addressing maybe your lama or maybe the deity and requesting for qualities. They are the ones that will issue forward qualities. And as for the lab, the second syllable, is a part of the word also palap, which means the wave. So it's a wave of qualities, a wave of things that we want to receive. And we need to have a wave of energy coming into us because the way that our current state of mind is not satisfactory. So we need to have this wave to help us completely change and turn around those things. So when we ask for a blessing, this is what we're asking for. Rinpoche was saying, you know, it's really, as you say, it's some sort of training. Now, suppose you want to be qualified as a teacher, you know that you would have to gradually go through different stages of education, and at the end you would have to have your exam that will qualify you to go out and teach in a classroom. So similar thing happens here, you know, you want to see yourself as being the deity, so you go through different stages of meditation, and gradually you train yourself to do that. You go through the first, the second, the third stage, then you have your big exam, and then you qualify to probably meditate on the deity. And there was, there's an anecdotal story here that you might find that is relevant to this particular point that we are discussing. There was one of the disciples, one of the students of Arya Nagarjuna, and he came to be known by the name, the one with the horns. Now, this was a particular meditator that had received some instruction before on how to meditate on Yamantaka, and he went up in an isolated place. He found a small cave, and he stayed there to do his retreat. And as you know, as he was manifesting, visualizing the aspect of Yamantaka,
he was given the text by Arjuna. He was, his mind was quite well exercised in the days before, but after meeting Arjuna, Arjuna gave a text to meditate on Yamantaka.
So as he was sitting there, he was meditating, he was visualizing himself in the aspect of the deity, and the deity is actually having a set of horns at the head. And he, as he stayed there, and the cave was a small cave, and it had a small opening, after some time, the meditator started experiencing some problem, because he thought he couldn't come in and out of the cave without his horns coming against the wall of the cave. So he thought, you know, this is becoming a really big problem, this is really uncomfortable, and he went down the hill to meet his teacher. So he went to meet Aryanagarjuna, and Aryanagarjuna said, you know, how is your meditation progressing? He said, meditation's fine, clear appearance is fine, I only have this problem with the horns.
Come out.
I cannot come in and out of the opening of the cave with my horns. And then, of course, Aryanagarjuna reminded him that they are in the aspect of primordial awareness. They're not material, they're not real horns, they're not like the horns of any other animal. It's just in the nature of primordial awareness. And with that instruction, he returned and the problem subsided.
Rinchela, when once one has become familiar with the sadhana, is it permissible to do the visualization without the words, but rather like creating a video in one's mind, a movie as you move through?
So after one has developed familiarity with the sadhana, is it right to abandon the words, not to rely on them, but just create one's own, as if to say, one's own video? In one's DVD. Rinpoche lada le tambo ayina suzu ta drupta sikta tuene suzu sedda ubrez. Ina yantas kansam shine ta suzu gom ta nyamnyon sawa ayina tsikla ma tuwa ki kokab yon sigirabes. Tine suzu deva nan shine ta shiriya kanga ta tena lakhla ayoba ta Soso video soya nan sin dindes yon sigiru es.
Te yon sigiru wa. Ki gari sigo, li dambu kawla tsui chang chang go mara, di ngani mara ngi karsan shuwa nan sin, lu gengon chi yena, dega tsiga ya lang matangmi, jikba chila teni ya lang taba yena, lang taba ga niya cheka jikba tena yu dingi, chikdi rang la yu dingi, niga tsona, o jiga ya lang tangmi, oda tena nan sin go, nam shina mara jiga, niwa di chere sangu sangu, teni mara tsula tuma guwa, yengu ni gomsa, tsudi ma juba ji, diwadi yedi teji jiga yuari, yega gomba tena yon dingi.
Urja says, yes, of course it is possible to do that. You should be able to do that after some training. We gave the example the other day of an old person who cannot stand on their own feet, but rather they need to rely on the help and the support they get from a walking stick. As a beginner, your walking stick is those words of the sadhana. You rely on those. You cannot just build up your own visualization. You cannot go ahead as you like. But the more you continue with familiarity with this process, then the whole thing becomes mental. It's not anymore reading. It's not anymore reciting. It's a mental. It happens on the mental level.
Now on Kalyan in cancer, I think in cancer the main generation stage, because it is not pervasive that the generation stage meditates on any of the compatible aspects of birth, death, and intermediate stage. That is, unfortunately, the reason is not so clear. That is because yoga prior to union with the Nordic Council do not meditate on any of the compatible aspects of the three, birth, death, and intermediate stage. So usually in the sadhana, you meditate on the upaya before entering the meditation. So here it seems to say the opposite.
So the question was about this particular passage that we have on page 19, where Nawam Pelvin makes a comment on that definition we have of the generational stage. We said, I think probably he intends to say the main generation stage, because it is not pervasive that a generation stage meditate on any of the compatible aspects of birth, death, and intermediate state, and that is because the first reason that is given is yoga prior to union with a knowledge concert do not meditate on any of the compatible aspects of the three, birth, death, and intermediate state. And the question is that usually in the sadhana you would have definitely have meditation on compatible with the three aspects prior to reaching the point where you are describing the union with a concert. So how could that be? So let me just find this point. I have a definition here. Rinpo Chen la di Kurang Kerem ki tsenye shane tema ta di kare Penchen Losan Chugi gilsen ki sumba ni Kerem ki tsuwa la gonsam nyamtes Kerem yena keshin patu sumbu direkta namba tumbar gombe ma kyawe chirir Rigma duchawa manchi egi nenchur nam Keshi bardo sum kangrung tang namba tumbar gom mayin pechis. Yinna yang chirtan dina la chuktana la tuya ina di rigma chawa menche ki rimba minjawa yores. Rimba tenso inchi minji di kare keshi bardo sum tang koransu namba tumwa ike gomikongi yores.
She
says, I think that it refers to these parts of the sadhana, for example, where we're making the inner offerings. And when you do, this is a stage that is prior to concerting, to uniting with the concert, right? And when you do, for example, you're blessing the inner offerings, there's no meditation that is in accordance with any of the three stages, right? So in general, in the sadhana, meditation on the three, bringing the three bodies, would comes before. Yeah, you know, I'm going to say, chirtan chiawa, you know, druptangi, tumtragi, this rimba tambu niba, this ngapu di tangaronso, kare kusum lamtu kerwaiki, gomioresa. Chetanga di rigma chanwaiki, mencheki rimba chires. Chirtan china?
Kakar, menchi di kare.
Di kare lagore.
What you're saying is it?
So, when they say union with the knowledge concept, do they mean the instant self-generation just at completely at the beginning of the sadhana after the prayer to the lineage lama, or does that, because after that you have the Tritaya meditation, right? So if union with knowledge concerns completely at the beginning, but that doesn't qualify for a Tritaya meditation.
So the question now is, like, this union with a concert, does it describe the initial self-generation, instantaneous self-generation, as deity with concern. So then the three kaya will be after that. Nemo chela di ngano su tambu ne di chikchar ki hla keya hla yang ta yum di chore yoro a di hla ke ne te jele ngano su di kusum lam tu kerwa ki gomyong ri di te khavla di rigma ta jariya ki khadi re tambu tambu ne re jela re
di me da kurang ge sang di na la ji yigi tha ya yin ni ga che yang di na di ka di rigma de che ba ri sam gi war ba te yin gi ba ma ri ကျေလိုက်ရမယ့်ညီကတိပနဲ့သုံးအောင်ဒီပါရနာသာသမ္ပြသုံးကြီးပါရပါတောင်ပိုးရမယ့်ညီကတိကြည်ဒီယင်းခေါ်သမ္ပြသမ္ပတိကြည်ကိုပါရပါသေဆုံးတောင်ပိုးတောင်ပိုးရရင်ခေါ်ကြည်ရရင်ခေါ်ကျင်းတဲ့နော်သာသမ္ပြသုံးကြီးဝရောင်းသောကြည်တဲ့ကျင်ခွရကျန်ချောက်စီတနေ့လီကျန်ချောက်စီဒီဦးစင်းထိုးတဲ့မောင်ပိုးကြည်ဒီယူကြီးယူကြီးနေရမယ့်ညီကဆောင်းနေရှင်ကြည်လာလာပါကြည်ပါရတိမင်းချင်းနေချိုတိမင်းချ
Now, in this occasion where it says the stages prior to being in union with the consort does not refer to the first moment where you might do an instantaneous generation. So if you look at it, for example, if we take as example Guhya Samaja, what you have to do is first of all you have to visualize the inestimable mansion, and then you have to visualize 32 deities within that. You start by visualizing the main couple, which is the main deity with consort, and then around that you have to have the entourage of the other 30 deities. But this is not this initial generation we are talking about, this term, right? Because following that, you have to establish the Supreme Victory Mandala, then you have to establish Supreme Victory activities. And after that, you go into the phase where you're actually blessing the secret space, the secret areas of the male deity and its consort. And this is the point that is described by the term union with the consort. But before that, before that stage, you are doing activities such as offering praise and blessing offerings and things like that. So in these activities, you do not do meditation on the three kayas.
To generate oneself, generating an estimable mansion and the deities of support, usually in the sadhanas you have to take the three bodies into the path.
Right, so the question is, even before generating inestimable mansion and deities, prior to that, one has to do meditation on bringing the three kayas into the path. ngarazo di kusum lam tu kerwares se tsanga lam kusum lam tu kerwa de ta khadu yina yam men cheres mo mare
de mare ye yayin kon ma ji kon wa yuzin kon na tsoxin yan dan deni song kru kon na tsu yu aro song kru kon tsan na deni jong wa ji jing kru ji deni yayin kon ji gu gu yuzin kon na kason lam ji kon na ni chwa chu ku ji wa lam ji dan bo di yuzin kon na yu aro de de mare di namchir chamaniga jiwa bardu nang kujiwa namchir do jiwa truku jiwa namchir niga jayin kon chi tan sa yon do chi tan yugna yuwa.
It's not like that, because actually when we talk about bringing the three bodies into the path, there is only the first part of that meditation that precedes this visualization that we're saying. Actually, prior to generating the inestimable mansion, you have to meditate on the will of protection. Prior to that, you can say that you do the first part of bringing the Dharma body into the path as a similitude of death. So it's only the first part of this meditation, but the other two, where you bring the enjoyment and the emanation body as aspects of the bardo and rebirth, only happen after you have established the inestimable mansion and the deities, and you have done a number of activities. So two of this meditation, they happen after.
Nebena
So, for example, if we look at the practice of Yamantaka, this is what you're following. First of all, you would have the appearance of the hand symbol, and then you would recite the mantra Om Shunyata and so forth. And it is indeed at this point where you bring the Dharma, an aspect compatible to the Dharma body into the path similar to death. But then you don't proceed by bringing the other three bodies. Following that, you have to meditate on the will of protection, and then you have the general will of protection, and then the specific will of protection. Then you purify the ground. Then you do the, then you establish the inestable mansion, right? And then you continue from that point onwards, visualizing the deities and so forth. Then eventually that comes to the point where you do the, bringing the second body into the path, which will be bringing an aspect similar to the enjoyment, to the enjoyment, the complete enjoyment body as a similitude of the bardo. And then later on, when you come to the verses where you start describing how you build up the seat on the moon and the sun, on the sun mandala, I appear myself as a deity in this and this aspect, from that point onwards we bring the three body into the path. So you have to understand in which context this menche, this prior is. Yes, but the union of wisdom concert is the point where you're blessing the secret place of father and mother. It does not appear as actual words within the Yamantaka sadhana, but it does appear as actual words in the practice of Buddha's mind.
We
stop here.